Blog Talk Radio.
Be talking to you again today on this beautiful, wonderful Monday, August 15th. This show was not planned by me, but it was planned by the Holy Spirit and Father God because He wants to talk to you. And so usually I space my shows about a week and a half or a week to 2 weeks. And with my schedule sometimes it could be 3 weeks because of the busyness of my schedule. And summers are usually very busy for me. However, this time God just wants to talk to you. And this is part of, as a Christian, and being in the ministry, being in season and out of season. That simply means doing what God would have you to do without being prepared to do what God has you to do all the time. And you are in season, not a season, when you pray often, even when you don't need to pray, but we all need to pray because prayer is essential to our spiritual health and to our physical health. And being prepared in season, not a season, is reading your Bible every day. And so just like if you're in a restaurant or a hospital or a supermarket and God asks you, I want you to pay for that person's groceries. God wouldn't ask you to do that if you didn't save the money to do it or you are not in a financial position to do it. So the Father is not going to embarrass Himself or you by putting you in a situation that you're not ready or prepared for. So God has chosen me to speak to you, and I love the Father. Jesus is the only door to the Father to get to know the Father. So when a person is born again, they're born into the family of God. Jesus is the one that baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. So in all four Gospels, it speaks of three baptisms. And I'm getting a little bit deeper, and this might be new to many of you. But there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptism in water, and baptism in the family of God. When you accept Jesus Christ, when you accept this beautiful, wonderful gift of accepting our beautiful Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and as your Lord and Savior, asking Him to wash away your sins, every bad thing you've ever done, every bad thing you've ever thought, every bad thing that was contrary to His word, everything that will send you, that will cause you to die in your sins, and leave this earth and go into a place called Sheol or hell. When you ask Jesus to wipe all that away and get rid of all that you've ever done wrong, He comes into your heart and He lives there. He comes into your spirit and lives there. And as Jesus is living in your spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, He's renewing your spirit. He's making it new. And so you may not have a new head of hair when you become born again because it's not your physical flesh that's being born again, it's your spirit. But now you have you are born in the family of God. Your desires are becoming His desires. And so when you're born again, you don't instantly become a mature Christian. Even the Bible says that Jesus learned by the things that He suffered. So even Jesus, he studied, and He was God. So He's our example. If someone ever says to you, I don't need to be baptized, or I don't need to speak in tongues, they're not your example. Jesus is your model. He's your example. That should, as Christians, we should only have one model, one person that we model after our lives, and that's Jesus, because God puts ministers into our lives. He puts people into our lives. But those people are supposed to lead you to Jesus. They're not the end-all and be-all. They're supposed to lead you to the Holy One, and that's to Jesus. But don't ever follow after a person. Don't ever look to a person to fulfill your needs, because it's impossible. They can't. It's a God shape in your spirit, and that could only be filled by Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit doing the work in your life. So we're going to talk today, and I've already been talking, I apologize, but my show is never, ever off course. It is never, ever going to be in a direction that I'm not supposed to, because I truly believe and I expect all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit to work, because these shows are for Him and for Him to be glorified. And so the gift of the Spirit is the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And all His nine gifts are used to help us, to help Christians, to strengthen us, to get us out of depression, to get us out of thoughts of suicide, to get us out of bad marriages. Now, God is not for divorce. He hates divorce. He's also not for killing His children either. If you're in a relationship and that person wants to kill you, it's time to leave. And a lot of people have been brought up to believe that and have been taught that you stay in a marriage no matter what. You can stay in that marriage, but you'll die sooner than you want it to. You will set an example for your children that violence is okay. It is not God's will for you to stay in a violent marriage. It is not His will. It is not His will. If that person can change, man or woman can change, and you can trust that person again, by all means, work that marriage out. And if that person wants to kill you, leave that marriage and allow God to restore you in the name of Jesus. So God wants to speak to you. This is a radio show. It's a heart-to-heart radio show. And I have no general topic today. It's just let's talk, because that's what the Father named the show. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to pour out the innermost secrets of your heart. And He already knows them. Speaking them out brings them out in the open. It causes something. It's in the spirit realm. When you speak words in the atmosphere, it causes God to operate on them. When you speak and allow God to look inside your heart, because He already knows it's there. It's for you. He's Almighty God. God is for us. He's for our benefit. This beautiful Heavenly Father is for our benefit. Ask Jesus to bring you to the Father, to know Him and to love Him. He's the best Father in this entire world. He'll give you all the desires of your heart. He will love you like a mother and a father. If you're missing those two elements, if you lost your mom or your dad, or you never had a mom or a dad. Of course, all of us do. That's how we live here. However, if you've never had a mom or a dad that held you, that told you that they loved you, that said that they wanted to be with you and to take care of you, to drag you to school or to buy you things, or just to be there, a mom or a dad. You had never had anyone to call you mom, to call mom or dad. You have a Heavenly Father. Now, you won't be able to call Him mom, but you can call Him dad. And He will be He's the most fulfilling, the most wonderful, but most awesome person you'll ever want to meet or ever will meet. There's no one like the Father, and there's no one like Jesus. The Father will tell you who you should marry. He will teach you about life. He will show you things before they've happened. He will keep you from danger. He'll tell you where to live. He'll tell you what clothes to buy. He'll be in every area of your life that you want Him to be. But it's up to you to allow Him to be in those areas. He'll do whatever you want Him to do. because He's God. He's God Almighty. He loves us. He loves His children. There's just one thing you have to do for Him. And it could be hard sometimes, but most times it isn't. When you love someone, when you truly love someone, you want to do what they ask you to do. And it won't be hard because even Jesus says, and His commandments are not grievous. When you truly love someone, you want to do what they ask you to do. And you do it joyfully because, first of all, you know that what they're asking you to do is not going to cause you harm. It's not going to spoil your plans for life. It's only going to enhance your life. And it's only going to add to your life. That's what Jesus does when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Jesus adds to our life. He adds to every area of our life. And He wants to add to your life. So most of our shows are, God gives me a topic. He gives me a theme. He gives me a subject matter that He wants to talk to you about. But this is the first, or this is a show that I've done before, not titled this way, but where I've just spoken to you, whether I was reading from the Bible, and I would read from the Bible, and God would impregnate me with revelation, and then I would give birth to that revelation and give it to you. With this show, God has given me a title, but He's just speaking to you because He just wants to talk to you. He wants you to know that He's there for you. When you don't have anyone else to speak to in this entire world, Jesus wants you to know that He's there for you. He wants you to know that He loves you and that He knows your innermost secrets, your innermost parts. He knows that what you need, He knows that you need love, He knows that you need affection, He knows that you want a spouse. He knows those things. But how could God give you those things when you don't allow Him? How could Jesus give you a spouse if you don't allow Him to give you a spouse? How could Jesus give you things that you're not allowing Him to give? Now you say, Aaliyah, I want Him to give me everything. I want God to give me everything. But the kingdom of God doesn't work like the kingdom of the world. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you have to seek God, not His hand, but His heart. And when you truly have the heart of God on your mind, when you truly are seeking Him, it's easy for Him to give you what you desire. It's easy for God to give you authority. You see, real authority comes from God. In my experiences, in my work experiences, I love working. I love my job. I love working with people. I see people who have authority, but it's man-given. And you can tell the difference. Now, you can also have someone who has authority by given by man, but it's backed by God. Now, I've seen that too. When you have a godly person in authority, things happen. When you have a wicked person in authority, the people perish. And that is for someone, because I'm touching on several subjects here, but they may be all for you and they may be for someone else. You may say, man, that is exactly what I want to tell my friend, but I didn't know how to word it. When you're in that situation, pray and ask God how you can word it so that person can hear it. A lot of times people don't want to hear what we have to say because they don't respect us. God will make your enemies your footstool. But you have to do it His way. You can't rebel. You can't enact revenge on someone, because that's not God's way. Vengeance is mine, say the Lord. I will repay. He will repay. Allow Jesus to be Jesus in your life. And when you allow Jesus to be Jesus in your life, then you can allow yourself to be yourself in your life. You can allow your spouse to be themselves in their life. You can allow your children, even your dog, to be themselves. You're not telling everybody what to do when you let Jesus in your life. You see, do you see where I'm getting? Do you see that when you allow Jesus, when you just be real with him, because he knows already, when you're just real with him, and when you just allow him to change you truly and magnificently, he will change you from the inside out, not from the outside in, because you can do that already. The one thing that you can't do is change yourself from the inside out. God will truly change from the inside out because it's a heart matter. It's a heart issue when you need to change. It's a mind issue, and Jesus can do that. So when you allow Jesus to change you, and you could ask him and he will, things quickly start to fall into place. You're not trying to make your husband into a woman, or your man, or your wife to think more like you, because we're all different. A wife and a husband should complement and add to each other, not take away. You're not trying to have your kids act the way you do or trying to live out your dreams through them. You're allowing them to be yourself, themselves, because now you are yourself. You love yourself now enough to say that it's enough. Jesus is enough. I'm enough. And I don't have to be anybody I don't want to be. So this show, like I said again, it's about let's talk, but God wants you to know yourself. And for you to know yourself is to know Jesus, because he has your innermost thoughts, he has your plans, he has your desires in his hands, in his heart, and he wants to give them to you. So if you're confused, if you want to let go, if you want to give up, I implore you, I ask you to wait and seek counsel of God. Seek him and ask him what he would have you to do. Seek him while there's still time. Friends, I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. The King is coming. He is coming. And this is not his second coming that I'm talking to about. This is the rapture. He will rapture his church, and it is very soon. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, but it could be any day. And I'm expecting it every day, because all the prophecies that foretold of Jesus' coming has been fulfilled. The second coming of Christ has been fulfilled. All the scriptures have been fulfilled about the second coming of Christ. Not even the rapture. The rapture precedes the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ is when he will come with his army to take vengeance of those who are trying to destroy the holy city, Armageddon. That's the second coming of Christ. Not the rapture. The rapture happens with the and after the rapture, there's the marriage of the Lamb, and then the tribulation. The rapture is going to take place, and it could take place while I'm doing the show today. But I'm telling you, saints, that the second coming, those scriptures, those prophecies have already been completed, fulfilled. So the rapture can take place at any time. And time has been up. Time was up some time ago. A Father God, in his beautiful mercy and his grace, has extended time for just a little bit longer, because we as a people were not ready. We were not ready. Can you imagine not being raptured and staying on this earth to witness the great tribulation? When Jesus says there will be such a time as never was on earth, and Jesus knows everything because he is God, we're talking about the flood, we're talking about natural disasters, he's saying it will be worse than that. You don't want to be here. So prepare your hearts while you can, and get right with Jesus. Get right with him. know him. It's not too late. It's not too late. The rapture, thank you, Jesus, has not taken place yet. But thank you, Jesus, when it does. Because the people that are waiting and expecting it are looking for it, are waiting for it, are ready for it. Thank you, Jesus, that it hasn't happened, but thank you, Lord, when it does. Because we're going to be gone. And I pray every day that I will be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before Jesus. Amen. I have to pray that. I need to. Because I want to go home with my Jesus. I want to be raptured. I will be raptured. And saints, I want you to too. I have to repent of my sins every day, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Because I want to go home with Jesus. I want to take part of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Saints, we only have about 9 minutes of the show, so I won't get to my praise and worship song, but I want to tell you something. If you miss the rapture, you miss your rewards. There are 5 crowns that are going to be given after the rapture. There are going to be rewards handed out. It's going to be a reward ceremony for all the witnessing, all the work that you've done on this earth for Christ. That's not going to burn up. That's going to be in heaven waiting for you. But if you miss the rapture and you get caught up in sin, you're going to miss that ceremony. You're going to miss the marriage supper of the Lamb. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss all that, and you're going to be down here with a false prophet and the beast and the Antichrist. And you're going to know there's not going to be any doubt in anyone's mind that God exists. There won't be any babies, anyone before the age of accountability, and there's going to be pure, unadulterated, unfiltered violence. You think what you're seeing on TV is violent? No. That's filtered. There will be unfiltered violence, people killing each other, wanting to die, but they won't. They can't. And you're going to pray for the rapture, and it's going to be coming. So I'm telling you, and the Father's telling you, prepare yourself. Repent of all your sins. Get your house in order. Get your life in order. Apologize to those who've wronged. And if that person's not here, you can't get in touch with that person, ask Jesus. Repent before him. Father, I've done that person wrong. I don't know where they are anymore. Will you forgive me? Will you set their heart at ease? Will you help me to not do that anymore? Our Father, I repent of all the things I've done wrong, even the things that I've forgotten that I've done, things that I've done to people that I've thought of, the wrong motives. Clean me up, cleanse me so that I can be ready for your rapture. Because, see, the rapture will take place just like that. Did you hear that? In the moment of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye. It will be even faster than the snap of my fingers because I have to, you know, get a good snap in. But it will take place faster than that, and I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready because it's going to happen on a day just going about your business and maybe have an errand to run and be gone. You're going to take a step and, you know, you take a step into eternity. That's how fast it's going to be. And so you have to be ready every single moment. God showed me, this is what he showed me, and this may not apply to you, it may. I have to walk a straight and narrow line all the time. Like it's a straight and narrow all the time. I have to guard my heart. I have to watch what you can't even watch TV or the movies anymore because it's so laden with violence and with demonic innuendos. Trying to draw people into the cult. Demons are desperate to possess people. You think that there are many, that Jesus was casting out demons in his time. There are much more in this time because of all the technology, the video games that are allowing people to be oppressed and possessed. So I said all that I say all that to say and say this again. Be ready. Be ready for the coming of Jesus. Be ready for the rapture. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. I love you. I do. Jesus loves you. I receive no financial compensation for doing this show. I do it because it is my assignment. I do it because Jesus has asked me to do it, and it's what I'm. It's His perfect will for my life. It's what I'm supposed to do. I do it because I love Jesus and I love you, and His heart is for people, and my heart is for people. I love people. I love to tell people about Jesus. And if I don't tell people about Jesus, then I'm not doing the work of my. I'm not doing the work of my Father. My will is to do the work of my Father and for Him and to do the will of Him. That's what Jesus said. That's what I say. Because Jesus lives on the inside of me. This is what I must do. I must do this. I have to do this. Or why am I here? If I'm going to call myself a Christian and I'm not doing what He says, then why waste His time? Why waste anyone's time? If you call yourself a Christian, do what He says. Don't be lukewarm. A lukewarm Christian is someone who calls themselves a Christian and doesn't do what He says. That's it. Either you're hot or cold. God has no other. God, there's no other time to be anything else. You can't be, because if you're a lukewarm Christian, you're going to be left behind. The rapture is upon us. The rapture of the church is upon us. It is upon us. Get ready, saints. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I don't usually schedule my shows like this. The Father asked me to do it, and this was His purpose. To prepare you, to talk to you, to let you know He loves you. He cares about you. Mean everything to Him. He sent His Son to die for you. He sent His most precious, most valuable gift to you, His Son. The Father loves you, and He wants you to be with Him. I'm telling you, the rapture will happen. It will happen. Prepare your house. Prepare your family to go home. Prepare yourself and repent of your sins. Prepare, prepare, prepare. It's going to happen, and it will happen extremely soon, very eminently soon. This is not the time to buy, to run up your credit cards, to buy everything that you need to buy and enjoy your time while you're here on this earth. Everything in this world is going to burn up. People are going to be running for their lives. It's not the time to buy up everything. It's the time to get ready to go home and get what God has for you. Prepare. Prepare for the rapture of the prepare for the rapture of the church. Prepare for Jesus coming. Prepare. 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 I love all of you. Thank you for tuning in, for doing and archiving the shows. You're very special to me. And thank you for listening. See you next. I will speak to you next time. God bless you. Have a beautiful blessed week. Has not
meant to be a part.